This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
There we go. Thank you. Happy President's Day, everybody. She's off for a few days. It takes her a second to get back in the saddle. She's getting there, though. Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line. Oh, by the way, today is President's Day. That's how we got our guest here this morning. So I'm sure that I got told he could still be sleeping. So I'm very sorry I got you up this morning. Very true. Yeah, there we go.
I understand wholeheartedly.
Anyway, today is President's Day. A lot of people have the day off today, but we don't have the day off, and we're glad you're joining us as well. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, presented by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware, and Industrial Supply. The Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties. Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters. Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, and Avery Home Store. Your forecast for today, is it going to be another warm one?
It's not going to be too bad, but I mean, we're going to have partly sunny skies. Then it's going to cloud back up later on this week. There's going to be a day this week where you're really going to want to break out the Bermudas, but no.
Why
don't
not?
Don't do it, because I'm telling you, we get to the end of the month, the bottom's going to drop out again.
Yeah, so, but just to have a day.
One day, it's not worth it.
I don't know.
Am not rearranging my closet for one freaking day.
There we go. Oops, there we go.
And it's supposed to rain.
Yeah, exactly. So, no.
Well, thank you both, Debbie Downers. No, just kidding. No. Danny Carr, that deep voice you hear. You have a great radio voice.
Well, thanks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard him on the commercials for the Moose Lodge, but he does have a great...
We need to take advantage of that somehow.
I've been putting him on the commercials because he has such a great voice.
I know, and it sounds great, too.
Actually, didn't you dabble in radio a little bit?
I did. I took it all through high school, and then I went to when I went to college... That was the first major that I majored in was radio and television.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Where'd you go?
Vincennes.
Okay. I wondered. Vincennes and Ball State are usually two places Vincennes. Everybody lands for that.
Yeah, I had you had to do a little radio program. So I was on the radio down there for like a couple hours. You had to schedule out your music and all that stuff.
So what did you play?
I don't remember.
That's been a day or two ago, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Are you a classic rock guy?
That's what it was. It was a classic rock station.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Yep. Yep.
80s, I mean, it's kind of what we all did, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. I remember one song was Gary Glitter, Dreamweaver.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one song. I do remember that one.
Well, he does have a good radio voice, so let's put it to use today. Danny Carr is here talking about the Moose, and you guys have been making changes over there. I mean, let's just start with the sign outside. It looks great.
Well, thanks. We had a huge fundraiser. Shout out to Jim Strode for that. He kind of spearheaded that and taking donations up, and we were able to pull that off. And I can't remember what the name of the place is out on 28th that does the signs and
Muck Creek,
yes. Terrace.
Yeah.
Terrace Ayers. He mm-hmm. helped us.
Yeah.
He helped us with that, getting the sign secured, and Barry Rayburn were the two that installed it. So, and then we had another member, Ron Bradley. He helped a little bit with them on install.
Well, it looks nice.
But Jim Strode was the major fundraiser person for that project, and it paid off because it's really nice.
It does. It looks nice. As we move inside the building, not much on the inside has changed except for some of the eye candy that you've brought in with some new machines. Talk about those.
Well, last summer, the legislature, state legislature, passed a law that allowed electronic poll tabs in fraternal organizations, which is like us, VFW, Eagles, American Legions, and Elks, if we had an Elks around. And they allowed it to come to those fraternal organizations. And it just took them a while because it got approved in July. The governor signed the bill in July, and it took the Indiana Gaming Commission about, almost 6 months to come up with the rules and regulations for it before they were able to release the machines into the facilities. So the majority of them started coming in about early January is when they started getting installed into the different organizations.
So tell us about yours. They're a little bit different.
They are. There's three different gaming companies that are in are allowed in the state that are approved by the state, and the other organizations here in town, the Eagles, the VFW, and American Legion went with an Arrow Gaming, which is a gaming company, and we decided we wanted to do something different since they all had Arrow. We wanted to offer people something different, so we went with Grover Gaming, and I'm impressed with our machines. I have not played any of the other, like the Arrow games, other than when they came out and did a demonstration for us. And they had trailers that had the games in them that you could go in and they gave a presentation. And then you could, they had them set up in demo mode where you could play them and just see the how the gaming worked on them.
They're pretty cool, though. They're
Vegas
style.
They are
nice and flashy. I like that.
They are not a slot machine. They are an e-tab machine. So, in order to accomplish that, you have to hit the button three times. You can't just hit the button once and it spins. You have to hit it, if the game has three tabs or four tabs, then you have to hit the button that many times, and it'll open it up. If you do it really fast, it's like a slot machine. But you can also do it really slow, like you're pulling open a paper pull tab.
That's cool.
It's pretty neat. And they have they have all kinds of different games you can choose from. And the majority of them are slot machine themed. So, so you feel like you're at the casinos.
Yeah, and I do want to make folks aware that you have gone through all the procedures and all the licensing, and I do want to let folks know you did it all legally. Everything mm-hmm. is above the table here.
Matter of fact, the day that that they came out to install our games, I walked in, I had went and got some lunch, and I come back in, and one of the installer guys come down the hallway, and he's like, "Hey, there's a guy to see you here." I was like, "Okay," and I walk around the corner. And I can't remember what his name is, but he's from the Indiana Gaming Commission.
What? It's amazing, isn't it? Quick they're on some things and how slow we are on others.
We got a visit from them the very first day. So everything went well. So
sure.
So that was fine. But we got, matter of fact, we have our state spring conference, mid-year conference is coming up in early March, and the Indiana Gaming Commission will be there. Because this is all new to us, and it's a lot of work, really, to keep and maintain the kiosks and all that stuff, because it prints off a ticket just like at the casino, and it'll if you win, it prints you off a ticket, and then you go to the kiosk and put it in, and it spits out the money. So we have to maintain that.
Sure.
So the only thing that is different is if anyone hits an instant jackpot winner, then you were required to write your name and date of birth on that redemption ticket, and then you have to cash that in with the bartender. There's a special drawer, gaming drawer for that is recorded for the state.
You mentioned the state conference, so let's talk about that a little bit. And again, Danny Carr from the Frankfort Moose Lodge is our guest today. Talk about what that conference means for you. Will you be going? Who else going? And just what do you guys talk about there?
Any member can go to it. I am required to go to it, for one, because I'm the administrator, but also I am District 4 president for this area. So I'm the president of the district. So I'm required to go because I'm considered a state officer. So I have to be there. But yeah, any member can go. It's when you go and you find out a lot of information that's going on, and they give reports for the different things all the way, you know, through the state, also the international part of it. They give out information. And then after those sessions, then they have, usually they have a couple hours where they have workshops, and it's more detailed. You know, they're going to have a workshop, like I said, with the Gaming Commission. They're going to have a workshop with lodge elections, because we got lodge elections coming up soon. So they'll have a workshop on that, and then they're also going to have a workshop on licenses, like the what is it, the BMG, all the little, like the licenses you have to have for the music to,
Yeah.
So because there's been some places that's gotten trouble because they haven't had that,
the appropriate licensing. Yeah. Sure.
Right.
So they're going to cover that to get that information out.
Licensing, reporting, all of that.
Is that in Indianapolis? Do you go
that
there?
That is. Yep. Uh-huh. That is. It's at the Wyndham, out by the airport.
Nice.
So how many lodges are in the state of Indiana?
There are 30. No, there's more than 30. There are, I don't know. I want to say 32 at first, but I'm not positive of that.
Yeah, but Frankfort is the
oldest
continuously running Moose Lodge in the world, correct? Not just in the state, but in the world.
In the world, correct. Yep. The Moose was founded in 1888. It started in Louisville, Kentucky. Man, they were the very first one. And then it went over to Cincinnati, and they're number two, and then it worked its way up, and I don't know how it worked its way up here, and why it came to you know, small towns like it did, you know, because Crawfordsville was number six and we were number seven, and then those one through six had lost their chapter, or not their chapter, but their charter sometime throughout that process. And you know, So the confusion in it is that when they were able to reestablish their charter, at that time, Moose just decided to give them their old numbers back. So that's why there is confusion on that, because everybody says,
theory,
how are
you? In theory, you should be number one, but yeah.
Everybody says, well, you're number seven. How are you the oldest? Well, and then you have to go through and explain it. But I have all the paperwork. Matter of fact, I keep it on my phone, because when I go to like the international convention and things like that, and I'm wearing my, you know, Frankfort Moose garb, and it says on there, you know, oldest moose lodge in the world. So, and I've been questioned on it before, so I want to be prepared. So I have this, I have it on my phone, and it has a listing of all the lodges in the dates. And the closest one to us is about 15 years.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. It's kind of not even close, is it?
And it's in Pennsylvania.
The Moose is known for great events. Mm-hmm. You guys do some really cool stuff. In fact, you have another event coming up, a big event coming up in, what, early April?
Yeah, April 25th
or something like that. Talk about that. Big band night.
Yep. So we're going to do, this year, we're going to do a countdown to spring is kind of what the theme we're going to go with. And we're going to have a countdown is basically we have 250 tickets. You buy a ticket, and it's numbered 1 through 250, and we'll we'll count down, so to speak. We'll draw them out. We'll put the numbers in a big barrel, and we spin it, and we have somebody up there that's blindfolded, and we pull the numbers out one at a time until we get down to the end. And we do some winners, like the first number out, we usually give them back their money, like whatever the ticket was, we'll give them back that amount, and we'll do that like four or five times throughout the drawing. And then when we get down to the final 10 people for final 10 tickets, whatever, because some people have multiple tickets, we call those people up to the front, and they decide whether they want to split the jackpot or not. And for me, it's always fun when they don't split, because it adds to the drama. But, you know, for the 10 winners, or the 10 people that are up there that could possibly be winners, it's not so fun for them. Because I know the last one we had at Thanksgiving, they didn't split till till 5, I think it was. Uh-huh. Yeah, so.
That one woman was like, nope, yeah, nope.
Well, and she came up to me afterwards, and she's like, man, I felt really horrible, but she said it was my brother-in-law's ticket, and he specifically told me, do not split. And she wasn't actually supposed to split at all. And she said, finally, the pressure got to me, and I was just like, I can't do it. I got it. I just, you know.
Well, it is fun. I will say that.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. But, yeah, so we're having that. It's going to be a $1,500 countdown. Tickets are $20. They'll be on sale here soon. And that is one of the times that we're open to the public. We're not open to the public a lot, because we feel like, you know, you pay for your membership, and we want you as a member to feel special, I guess, so to speak, that you get the deals. You get the deals on the food, you get the deals on the drinks, and you get to participate in all the activities that we do, versus being open to the public all the time. You know, if you're open to the public all the time, why would you pay for a membership? Mm-hmm. I just don't understand that. So that's our theory on it. You pay for your membership for a reason, and we want our members to feel like that there's a reason why you're a member. There's a reason why you're paying your dues, to get those things, to get access to those things. And we just don't feel like if a non-member should be able to have those same advantages, because there's a reason why you pay your membership. So we do do the countdowns are generally we do allow that. We do open it to the public then. And it's just, that's kind of to help show it off, show our lodge
let the
off,
folks know, you know what they're missing if they're not a member.
We've done, if you haven't been there in the past 10 years, then you won't recognize the inside of the building, because we've changed everything. And, you know, when we get, members from other out of town that stops in, and that's the first thing they say, they're like, man, this thing is nice. This place is nice. And, you know, I always take them on a little, if I'm there, I'll take them on a little tour, or any member really, if they'll take them on a little tour of the building and stuff. And they just, you know, they're like, well, our lodge is not like that, you know.
No, I bet.
So, you know, ours is, there's still some places you go where they're still dark. And
it's a nice size lodge.
Yes.
I mean, I've been by some of the others, and they're not near, you know, what you guys have.
Right. Yeah. So it's
it was packed for the last countdown.
Yes, it was.
The
countdowns
was
the countdowns are always
the
good.
The parking lot was packed.
That's one of the things with the countdowns. We always try to, you know, get a good band that people want. So that's why we do it. On the April 25th, we're gonna have Rock America. That's gonna be the band for that night. So they're a pretty popular band around the area.
Sure. Talk about the food a little bit, because I loved the post on Friday. If you waited too long to get reservations for Valentine's Day,
right,
come and be a member. And you guys were serving flat iron steak and shrimp. I
yep,
mean, come
jumbo
on.
Jumbo shrimp. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. That's, it was a really good night. We were busy.
We were busy.
So that's, we're kind of, we sent out a member survey probably 2 months ago, and just a quick 5-question survey, and the majority of the people wanted the dining room open more often. And then it asked what day, and the majority of the people wanted it open on Saturday. So we're going to dabble and be open on like one Saturday a month. This time it was twice, but just because of Valentine's Day. So we're going to dabble in that, and we're going to try to do some things that aren't on the menu. Like we have a pretty extensive menu, especially on a Friday night. You know, you can get steak, you can get fish, you can get, you know, all kinds of things. But we're going to dabble in that and see what our response is. And if we can build up the clientele and get the members out, and then we're going to go move to two Saturdays a month, and then just hopefully where we can go and we'll be open. The dining room will be open on Fridays and Saturdays as well as Wednesdays. Wednesdays are always packed just because we do a Wednesday special, and we, you know, that's for $9.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
again,
crazy.
Part of being a member.
Yeah, it's part of being a member. That's
yes,
for sure.
Yep. Absolutely.
So this Saturday, our dining room's going to be open again, and we're going to be doing T-bones, baked potato, and a vegetable for $19.95.
You can't even buy that at the store now for that. I mean, have you tried to buy a steak at the store now? Holy cow.
I know. So that's one of the advantages of being a member, being able to get the good prices. And that's, you know, that's $45 a year. I don't know how you can beat it.
I don't know how you could beat that either.
And it's a great, relaxed, quiet,
it's
you
a
know,
fun group of people to hang out in there. Yep. That's the thing.
And it's relaxed. You don't have to worry about anything. You know, you can leave your money on the table and
or
go to
purse,
the bathroom
or your purse on the chair,
you
like
can
I
leave your purse all night long and
I was
I'll call
there
you
all night.
I'll call you and say or text you and say, hey, I think you left your purse here.
I did, and you know what, I knew it was gonna be fine. I didn't even worry about it. So thank you, by the way, for having my back on that. So I think, tell the folks a little bit about, and again, Danny Carr, administrator for the Frankfort Moose Lodge, oldest continuously running lodge in the world, is our guest on Party Line today. But you really do a lot with the community. Now, so not only for you folks that see their name scrolling on Hoosierland TV as a sponsor for sports here, because it's so... And of course, people don't write letters like they used to, but we hear all the time how appreciative. Somebody will say, thank you for covering that, right? You know, I'll give you an example. One of our clients was at a conference and her son was playing a game, and she texted me, are you guys covering the game because the game was moved? And I said, yes, we are. And so there are so many people that count on having Hoosierland TV, and you guys help us sponsor that. But that's just one of many things that you do in the community.
Right. Yeah. We, you know, we take an active part, or we try to take be as active as we can. So we, you know, we sponsor Little League baseball teams, and we get letters requesting things from the schools, the local schools. You know, we just did a thing for Green Meadows. They sent out a request for some money for Camp Tecumseh. They were going to Camp Tecumseh for the mm-hmm. for a field trip, and they wanted, you know, sponsorship money and stuff. So we were able to do that. We did, you know, the high school, like, I don't remember what it was. I want to say it was for like prom or post-prom or something, maybe. I don't remember. But, yeah, we do. And Clinton Central Robotics, we've done those several times. You know, we try to do what we can. Paul Powell's is one we always do. And we do the sponsorship. You know, it may not be the biggest sponsor. You know, we're not going to be able to give $5,000 or whatever, like, you know, some places can. Unfortunately, we can't, but we try to do what we can.
I don't know. I feel like you guys have done a really good job.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more than, you know, you guys have really stepped up. And you help lots of different organizations.
Right, and that's
thing.
What we try to spread it out. We do. We try to spread it out. You know, we do Paul Powell's, and we do the downtown concert series, you know, and things like that. So we do. We try to spread it out. We do the Indiana Burn Camp, you know, that's up at Camp Tecumseh that they do every summer for the kids that's been in a fire of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually been up there to that a couple times. I have a motorcycle, and the Carmel Fire Department, they always do a ride. So I had to ride down to Carmel Fire Department, and then they would get a police escorted motorcycle mm-hmm. ride up to Camp Tecumseh, and that's really cool. That's really cool. And then you ride up there, and then you get to eat lunch with them, and then they do a little performance and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty neat. So yeah. It's nice that I know what that money goes to. You know, when they when the burn camp sends us the thing requesting, I know what it goes to. So I'm more than happy to donate to that.
And I know when last time you were with us, you talked about Moose Heart and some. I mean, you guys actually have your own organization within the organization as well.
Correct. Yes. And actually, they're going to pivot a little bit. They're still going to do the kids, but they're also going to start doing people that have challenges, like they're autistic and sure. things like that, and then have some physical disabilities that they can't take care of themselves, sort of. So they're going to start they've actually have one house ready, and they're in Illinois, so they're waiting on the state approval process for all that to get approved. But they have one house ready for the handicap accessible stuff.
I think there's a huge need for that.
Yeah, there is a huge need for it. And matter of fact, when I went to the international convention, and that's when they introduced this idea of coming up, the guy that was talking about it, we had a member in the fraternity, you know. So I don't know where it was. It could have been in Florida or Ohio for all that. I don't know. But this person was 85 years old, taking care of their 65-year-old son, you know, and who has special needs.
Yeah.
And they were basically begging for, you know, some place to go for them, because, you know, I can't do it anymore. He needs somewhere. He needs somewhere. And then that's kind of what fueled the fire to get something, because there was a need for it.
Absolutely. So, I agree with that.
So they're doing a $12 million project up at Moose Heart to convert the different houses so that they will have a place to stay and someone can take care of them again for the rest of their time.
You guys do so much. You know, now is a great time to join. It's kind of the winter months. There's not as much to do. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I've been cooped up. Let's go to the Moose.
Yep,
how can
absolutely.
Somebody become a member?
Find a member. They can talk to me, or they can find anybody that's a member of the Moose Lodge, and they can fill out an application. And like I said, the dues are $45, and the first year you have to pay a $20 application fee, so it's going to be $65. But then when you go to renew the next year, it's $45, and you know, like I said, it's hard to beat with all the activities that we try to have. We're trying to start. We've got some newer officers on the board, so we're coming up with a lot of ideas to try, and they're slowly getting implemented, but it's coming around, and it's becoming, I don't know, you got to keep the youth, you got to try to get the younger people, not necessarily youth, because you have to be 21 and older to join, but you can bring your family out there. That's the thing, is, you know, you can bring your family out. They can eat. We have a kids' room with, you know, foosball and ping pong, and we have a TV that has you know, some games on it or whatever that they can set and play. You know, the big thing for the kids, and not so much for the parents, are the crane machines. You know, we have the crane machines there, so the kids always want to play those because you know, they love it. They're always in. There's some members that if they see a kid playing, they'll give them $5. You know, here, play it. You know, so they have the kids that come out there. They have a ball, but we're trying to get the younger adults, I guess, so to speak, in, and we're having decent success at it. Mm-hmm. Decent success. We just got to get them to come out more.
Yes. Yeah, I understand. And you can always just walk in the door, and they will help you as soon as you walk in the door there as well. Friendly crowd out there. A lot of fun. Again, serving food Friday night, a couple of Saturday nights. Sometimes just check the schedule. And you can get a schedule, by the way. You guys have a schedule if you want it emailed to you. Just let them know they can do that as well. And put it on your calendar for April 25th at Rock America with a $1,500 countdown. Tickets will go on sale soon, and you know you'll hear more about that right here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. Yes, thank you so much. Okay, Danny Carr with the Frankfort Moose Lodge. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're always the best. We appreciate it. Oh, and we didn't even get to talk about Women of the Moose.
I know.
Okay, there's Women of the Moose, too. You guys play euchre throughout the week. I mean, there's all kinds.
We have a dart league, and we're just now started doing an electronic bowling league. And that's really fun. It's an arcade game in there, but it's really fun, yeah. And, you know, it's great.
You guys got a lot going on. All right. Thank you, Danny. We appreciate it. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.